Hey, Strongpreneur Nation. It is awesome to be with you here today. Thanks for tuning in and giving me a couple minutes today. I'm going to fly solo and just talk a little bit about burnout and how business owners tend to do it to themselves and a couple of the signs that will show you that you are burning out and then how to get out of it. So I remember a long time ago, I was tired. I remember I could see so many things that were wrong in my contracting business early on in those first few years. There were some things that were wrong, some things that were right. And I was working my tail off trying to build the business, and we were having a ton of early success. But I was ready to quit. I was tired. I was burning out. Eventually, I found a way out of that and turned things around and enjoyed better times. But at this particular moment that I'm thinking of, it was just about 3 years in, I was ready to hang it up. I was beat. I was tired. I felt like I was just, you know, ready to throw the towel in. You know, and I see that situation with so many other business owners that I know. You know, and I know my story is not unique. I know that we all have these times in our businesses that we're done. We're fed up, and we're really feeling like we're burning out. And so I want you guys to know, first of all, that it's common to feel this way. And second, you know, that there's a way out. So here's the thing. Couple ways that we set ourselves up for a crash and burn situation. I want to share with you and how you might be able to get out of it. So I remember number one thing that I think of that led to that moment where I was just ready to hang it up was I didn't have a profitability mindset. You know, I remember at one point saying that everybody is getting paid but me. You know, the employees, the vendors, the overhead, everything was being paid, our loans, our credit line, whatever it was. But me personally, I just wasn't bringing home the type of money that was going to make it all worth it for me. And so listen, if you're not feeling good about the direction of your finances, it's going to add more stress. And in turn, you're not going to be your best for your business and you're going to burn out. All right. And listen, that burnout happens because we can't handle getting kicked in the stones over and over and over without growing weary and crying uncle. So, you know, not making money is like getting kicked down below. It's super painful. And so if you want to turn this money mindset, this profitability thinking thing around, here's a couple things that I just want to share with you that helped me. And the first is you got to get your head right and stop lying to yourself about how hard it is to make a profit. It can be done if you want it bad enough. Anything can be done if you want it bad enough. It is 2016. It is the end of May as I record this. It is Sunday, May 29th, 2016. To be exact, at 1:48 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. As of this recording, we are well past the point in time when any business owner, any contractor can look back and blame the economy for their lack of profits right now. So if you're not profitable right now, you got to get your head right and really decide if you want it bad enough. All right, second thing, to help you think profitably is make sure you're providing a profit-worthy experience. Okay, long after you are gone and you've built the deck, built the pond, done the landscape, painted the room, whatever the heck service it is that you offer, they're not going to totally remember exactly what you built. I mean, they're going to go, yeah, that was nice. But what's really going to stick with those people, with your customers, is the experience that you give, the culture that you brought with your company and the way your employees treated them and treated their dog and left a mess or didn't leave a mess. So make sure that the experience that you're providing is kick butt. Also, get your math. Third thing here, get your math in order and know your numbers better than anyone else in the world. I've said over and over and over, it's not your accountant's job to know your numbers. It's your job as the business owner to know your numbers. Do what you need to do. Heck, send me an email, tom@motorhard.com. I will give you some resources to help you understand the basics of contractor business math, service business math 101, so that you can immediately start taking charge. Like anything else, the more time you put into it, the more you look at it, the more it's going to improve. Fourth thing to think profitably, you guys, is you've got to allow the data to be a guide in the decisions that you make in your business. That means if you don't have enough money left after all expenses each month, you need to call a timeout and make some changes because the data is telling you that you're jacked up. All right, if you need to raise prices, then do it, which honestly, most of you need to. Most of you need to raise your prices because very, very, very rare is the contractor I run into and I have a conversation with and we start peeling back the numbers and we start talking about the business. All right, most of y'all aren't charging enough dinero. That would be Spanish for money. All right. And listen, if you got to cut expenses, do it. If you got to raise prices, do it. Okay. It's much better to climb a mountain with a light pack than a heavy pack. And you'll be amazed that when you let the data start guiding your decisions, how quickly you can turn your business around. All right. And again, listen, don't get caught up in how much revenue, how much total sales you do. Instead, set profitability goals. All right. So that's one way that we burn out is not thinking profitably. The second way that I see business owners burning out is you're wearing too many hats. And this is the cliche, you know, I'm wearing too many hats, all that BS, and I hate it. All right. What it really means is you're doing too much shit and something's going to suffer. And it's usually you, your performance, your health. You know, you can't do everything. You should not do everything. Every decision does not and should not have to run through you in your business. Listen, find good people, pay them better than anyone else, then expect them to deliver. And if they don't, you find new people. Okay. It's a simple if-then formula. All right. So believe it or not, you're not the only person in the world in your industry that's capable of being awesome at what you do. There are a lot of people. There are thousands and thousands upon thousands of people right now who can help you lighten the load. And you just got to make it a point right now to find a few. And when you find them, you do what it takes to keep them. And listen, I don't mean these are people that have to have industry experience. Okay, I know a lot of companies, myself included, that have people working for them that are kicking butt that had zero industry experience. But they were the type of people, they were winners. They were the type of people that no matter what they do in life, they're going to be successful. And those are the types of people that you want to find. All right, so how do we do this? How do we get to where we're not wearing so many of these hats? Okay, again, get your head right. Stop trying to be Superman. Get out of your own way and build a team. Okay, make it your goal to build a team as soon as you can. Create a document in your company. You know, if you're called ABC Dex, then this is the ABC Dex company way. This is our way of how we do things here. All right. This is how this place runs. That way, when I do the next thing, which is create some job descriptions for the people the roles that you need in your business, you're going to have it on paper what those roles are and how we do things here. All right. Then you fill that position, you train that person. And let me call a timeout here. I didn't say you go over the job description. That's what a lot of us do. I've done it. Many of you have done it where somebody starts work and you hire them. It's the first couple days. And at some point you go over air quotes there, the job description, and then you cut them loose. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm saying train the person, use the no show, do review and teach method, and make sure that their job description is clear, that they're living it out each day, you're tweaking it as needed, okay? Because I'd rather have the right person than the right job and tweak the job description than have, you know, somebody who's in a wrong role in my business, all right? So don't be afraid to tweak it. And then through this training, when they know what they need to do, you show them what they need to do, they then do it, then you review them, then you have them teach you or somebody else how to do it, that's going to help them to think like an owner. And when you get more people thinking like an owner, thinking like you, the better your business is going to be and the quicker you're going to be able to take those hats off. All right. And listen, third thing I'm thinking of here today to wrap this up is we burn out when we continue to repeat the insanity. All right. When you don't focus on making a profit and you're focused on doing too much stuff that you shouldn't be doing. You just keep repeating the insanity. It's like, you know, slamming your head into the wall over and over and over expecting, you know, something else to happen. Okay. Listen, you're not stupid. Okay. You already know that you need to make more money and do less. We all know this. The problem is that most owners just don't do anything about it. Okay, so if you want to change, then you've got to find some urgency. Like you would if you had a flaming arrow stuck in your eye and you were looking for water, you'd be pretty urgent about finding the water. So stop repeating all the stupid stuff. Build a strong business and do what it takes to run profitably and to take off some of the hats. And when you do that, you're going to avoid burnout. You're going to have an uncommon business. You're going to, you know, beat the crap out of mediocrity in your life and in your company. All right. You're going to have more freedom, more money. And with that, I am out for today, the 29th of May, 2016. We'll see you guys next time. All right. Hey, check it out. If you are short on time, but you still want to get a daily shot in the arm of things that are going to help you build a stronger business, then I encourage you to head to motorheart.com and right there on the homepage, just sign up for our daily high intensity tips where we guarantee that you can kick your contracting business in the ass in less than 2 minutes per day. In fact, I think it's closer to 1 minute a day if you got to twist my arm on it, but we're promising that it will never take you more than 2 minutes a day to read or watch the content that we deliver each weekday morning through our high intensity tips. So head over there, build a stronger business, and keep the momentum going.